gentlemen, welcome you all to Drive to HR, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals. And today we have an amazing guest joining with us. So let's hear from him and welcome, first time on the show, Mike Lepis.
Mike, hi, welcome to the show. Hi, thank you very much. Hi, thank you very much.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today. It's a beautiful overcast day in Portland, Oregon.
Well, great to hear, Mike. Well, do us a favor. For those who are joining us on the show and those who are going to listen to this replay of this show, we would really appreciate if you can talk a little bit about you and what you do so that they can get a hold of you.
Great. So I'm Mike Lepis. I'm the creative director and co-founder of Vignette. We are a creative communications agency focused on employees. And we work with our clients to craft communications, video, presentations, events, training to help them make a better workplace. So we have a diverse group of clients that we work with, and really we try to get to know them and get to know their audiences and really work like a traditional agency that would be focused on consumer-facing marketing, but really apply those similar practices internally to really engage and transform workplaces.
Great. So let's move on to the regular question of Drive to HR and see how it's going to roll out. What's keeping you up at night these days?
You know, I think that's a great question. What really keeps me up is we're concerned about our clients and just the industry in general of working with employees. It's hard and it's constantly changing and no two things are the same when we end up taking on a project or even just discussing projects with clients. There's a lot of data out there that can reinforce certain perspectives that you may or may not have of your workforce. Or there might not be any data. That's kind of the other thing. I think that if you were to be focusing on one thing, we're concerned that our clients don't know their employees really well to really engage with them in the best way possible. So, you recruit them, you onboard them, you bring them in, and then what happens after that? So it's some people are a little bit better prepared than others, but yeah, I'd say that's the one thing that keeps me up at night.
Right. So what have you seen among your clients? What is the most key burning challenge that they are facing when it comes to engaging their employees?
Well, I think it's, everyone talks about the M word. You know, everyone talks about millennials. You know, everyone's very concerned about how to communicate, reach in an authentic way. So we hear a lot about that. I'd say more often than not, though, it's the things that they don't. It's the most often thing that we hear is that they don't know their employees, and so having that conversation of before we jump into doing something or before we pursue the solution that you think we should do, let's talk to the people who are going to actually be consuming and interacting, or you're trying to affect some type of change with them. So we go from a lot of times from an assignment that seems pretty straightforward to start uncovering and unraveling. Like let's dig a little bit deeper to make sure that we're offering the best solution possible here and getting to know your employee base. And that's great when we get to do that, because then we actually get to break down some barriers and preconceived notions that executives and managers have about their employee base. You know, one of the things that we like to say, most of the time, it's you're not your target audience. And so helping our partners and our clients see that and understand that and why that's important ultimately leads to much better programs and solutions and initiatives and campaigns that become, catalysts within an organization.
Mike, it's funny when generally when I ask people about employee engagement or the future of workforce, they generally talk about just millennials. I mean, all the eyes are targeted on millennials, I think. I mean, it's right by 2020, we can say that most of our workforce would be millennials and all the baby boomers are going to retire. But what's the present? You know, people are not looking at what's the present at this moment in terms of engaging the employees. We have a diverse, I think, 5 generations of workforce at an organization, right? So when it comes to really engaging that diverse workforce, and you said getting to know the employees is really hard. So what's the role of these managers who have been, who has this immediate connection with all the employees who are at the bottom line? So what do you think the role of a line manager can impact the engagement at the bottom line?
Well, I think, you know, going back to what I originally had said as well, even the line manager needs to understand who their employee base is. It's not just a one size fits all. I think the having as many diverse personas and having an idea of what motivates people within your team and your organization, we work with a lot of organizations that have a dispersed workforce and they have a management structure that is there's a lot of remote employees, so you have remote managers as well. And so what we've really helped our clients do and tried to push them towards is to, you know, not be so script-oriented, to really empower line managers to be more nimble and to think for themselves and to apply the right solution in those situations. Because, you know, there's another level of engagement is feeling empowered that you can make your own choices. And so engaging the line manager to be able to determine, you know, what's the best way for me to deliver this message? Is it one-on-one with each of my employees? You know, do we work better in a team dynamic? Is this a smaller group, type of activity? Like, you have to let go of that control and not expect it to be the same everywhere. And I think if you trust those line managers and equip them with valuable information, then and set context for it as well, and why it's important. It's not just something that's being, you know, handed down that, oh, I have to do this. It's, you know, you need to elevate them that it's a very important, they're very important part of the chain of communication to reach, you know, for example, we work with a lot of retailers to reach those retail employees, because those retail employees they're the face of the brand, they're the ambassadors. You can spend, you know, as many tens of millions of dollars as you want on an advertising or marketing campaigns, but, you know, when you have that experience when somebody comes into your retail location, that, you know, they have a significant influence on the cycle with a consumer. So, you know, it's a good thing. We see, you know, the people that are doing it really well really understand that and invest in getting the right message to those line managers and to those frontline employees as well.
And one other aspect that I wanted to communicate is when we talk about, you know, employee engagement, people just generalize, especially people who generally don't want to embrace that thought of engaging the employees. And they say it is just a jargon, but when it comes to real workplace, it's just a matter of money and it's just a matter of numbers, which is really lame.
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah. So what it really means to have an engaged employee?
Well, I think it's there's a great definition I can't remember the consultant's name right now off the top of my head, but it's really internalized. I mean, the very kind of the shorthand employee engagement definition is you know, someone who's willing to go above and beyond, you know, to exert that additional effort for the company that they work for in their role, but to really internalize what the mission and the focus of the organization is, and to do that is really what you're shooting for. So, if starting from onboarding or even recruiting, if people aren't aware of your mission as an organization, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it's not like a pledge of allegiance that you have to say every single day, but it needs to be authentic. You need to see it throughout the organization. Then then that becomes the engaged employee. You know, I love, you know, the employee engagement story that or metric that I've heard. Would you be willing to recommend your company to somebody else? Would you be willing to recommend the service or product, or would you be willing to recommend that somebody works there, somebody that you know, trying to find a job there? So I think that's a great barometer. I mean, if you are concerned about your work, I think most people would be afraid to ask that of their employees, to say, hey, would you recommend our service? I mean, it's a very basic question, and I think it's a good barometer. And if you get an answer you don't like, then you know there's something needs to be addressed there, because I think that's a very, you know, if you're not connecting with your employee base on that level where they're, you know, aligned with your product and services, and then also, you know, that you've created a workplace where you want to bring other people in, then there's some things that need to be addressed there. But if you're doing both of those things, then, yeah, I think you have a really, really engaged workforce.
Absolutely. So while you were talking about recruitment, you know, when does this engagement start? Is it before we recruit and hire an employee, or is it once after the employee is getting onboarded in an organization and then he moves on with the role on a day-to-day basis? What do you think?
You know, it's I think recruitment is really interesting, because we pick up and help our clients post-recruitment in most instances. And what we've seen and heard is they want the onboarding experience to deliver on the promise that was made during recruitment. And we've seen some deficiencies in that area, because I think it's really easy to get people really excited to work for a company or a brand. And we work with a lot of lifestyle brands, so people all are already aligned to the values of the organization, are excited to work there, you know, are familiar and use the product, and they want to work there. So you're kind of starting with a mostly full tank when you get them there. You know, onboarding is, if you don't put the effort into it, then you kind of start deteriorating. You start taking out of that tank of goodwill that you started with. And then within the first year, you know, we've seen, you know, engagement scores go down and retention scores go down, because you just so you start with recruitment, you go to onboarding, and then you go to your first year within an organization. You know, if you have a lot of attrition during that time, then there's an issue that needs to be addressed. And we've seen our clients focus in on that period of time and realize that that's a critical time, and what's happening, you know, during that time. That's causing this effect, and it's a couple of things. You know, it's the onboarding becomes an afterthought, and then the organization is not aligned to the success of the new hire. So you hire somebody, they start within the organization. You know, they either are on their own, they're not well supported, they don't know what the plan is, you know, for their first 90 days or a year within an organization. And, you know, people are busy doing their work, and they don't see the value sometimes of building up this person and giving them a little extra effort to support, you know, a new hire within the organization. So I don't think it's a hard problem to address, though. I mean, that's the thing. It's you, like I said, you're starting already with a lot of goodwill. You're starting with, you know, most – from a creative standpoint, you know, recruitment materials are, you know, they get a lot of attention, because that's a metric, you know, I think, you know, people can look at, you know, how many open positions do we have, and how many candidates do we have applying for it, and how many positions are getting filled. I mean, those are easy things to see and to look, you know, to judge against. So if you are, you know, if you can't recruit, you know, they start putting, you know, resources behind that. The second part is, you know, it's how many people are we losing within the first year, and I think that gets overlooked a bit. Depending on the industry, the job markets are tighter, people don't have options, but now it's not. I don't really see that case. I see people are pretty mobile. It's not, there's not much of a stigma if you leave a job after 8 months for a better opportunity. You know, people are you know, just looking for the best opportunity they can for their career. So if you've spent the energy to recruit somebody and bring them in and they're the right fit, then, you know, the effort needs to be made to keep them there as well. You know, this is that, you know, the be happy to have a job, attitude of probably mid-90s, late 90s is not there anymore. If you're filling for a highly sought after position, I don't know what the exact stat is, but I believe it's, you know, for every engineering graduate in the United States, you know, there's two jobs already. So there's a real compelling reason there to keep people after you bring them on, because that cost of turnover is really, really high.
Totally. Mike, let's do a quick reset and give a shout out to our audience. Hey everyone, you are listening to Drive to HR, and we are talking to a wonderful, wonderful guest, Mike Lippis. He is the creative director and partner at Zwick Mix Agency. So check out his Twitter profile at Mike Vignes. It is @MikeVignette. And you're talking more about employee engagement. Well, Mike, now that you have talked a little more about when does engagement start and end, how about, you know, who owns engagement? You know, we generally talk about employee engagement. We say that, well, organization has to treat the people very well and all those organizational perspective, but it's really hard that I'm thinking or I'm seeing people who focus more on the employees and seeing it as a mutual win-to-win situation. How about you? What do you think?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, my first instinct is to say everybody really owns it, including the employee themselves, you know, to really be engaged. It's, from looking at a lot of organizations, you know, the organizations with strong leadership that value employees and say it and show it, we really see a trickle-down with that throughout the entire organization. I think that's, you know, that's where you start. It's, you know, even through hard times and challenging times within an organization, that leaders are, and again, we work with a lot of lifestyle brands, and so there's the idea of experience and the value around creating an experience for consumers or people in stores. It's very important. So we see that part, that culture, you know, really prominent. But even if you're, no matter what you're doing, you're always engaging with other people. So it's you know, can't be just reserved for retailers to say that it's you know, being an employee focused organization is important. I really feel like it goes to everyone. I mean, the, you know, every day everybody has to go home and, you know, has to wake up the next day and come back to work. And if your first attitude is, your first idea is like, oh, I really don't want to go, that's really going to trickle throughout your, you know, your entire, into your fibers of yourself and reflect in the work that you do. And so having that positive attitude is really contagious within an organization. And I think it's can you put a metric, you know, on that? You know, not just yet, but you know, the engagement scores, engagement programs, you know, the Gallup's program is really interesting. It's so simple and streamlined, but, you know, in 12 questions they get down to the heart of it, and really kind of make it pretty easy. And you can see how it's not just one solution or one person that affects the engagement of an organization. It's the culture, it's the leadership, and you know, I also think it's your own personal effort that you take as well. You need to be, you can't just sit back and say, oh, I'm just waiting for my, you know, my company to, you know, make me engaged. Like, you have to take an active part in that as well. You can't just keep waiting for people to make you engaged. So
I know, right?
Yeah, that's important.
So while you were talking about some of the votes that I captured is engagement score, engagement programs, and engagement surveys. And you talked a little bit a while ago about the metrics for employee engagement, and that is that you recommended is asking employees, would you be willing to recommend your company or service to someone else? So do you think, you know, we need to measure employee engagement? And if so, how do we measure it?
Well, I think absolutely. I mean, any good marketer is going to know who their audience is, who they're trying to sell to, who they're trying to engage with. You know, anybody who works with an employee population should know that as well. And you don't have to spend tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands to survey, you know, your entire organization. You could do very simple. If you have nothing, you have to start somewhere. So even a, you know, simple, a simple discovery process or a simple, you know, survey to start that, you know, gathering that information within your, you know, within your organization is really important. So, you know, you can look at how, you know, Gallup has their question structured. You could come up with something that's more relevant to your organization, And really, it's this information is a starting point. You know, it's not just, oh, we're done, and now we can write our two-year, you know, communications plan for employees. No, it's a constantly evolving, population. So, I would just start. I mean, it's different for every organization. I would just start saying, what do we need to know? What don't we know about our employees? Or who are our employees? And start there and develop, you know, a questionnaire. That you're always trying to figure that out. I think good directors of communications are always trying to see how their population is shifting, and that in turn informs how you're communicating with them and what you're communicating with them as well. So it's almost like a culture of insight that you need to create within your organization. Like, it's not just once and we're done. You have to continue to always be seeking that the level of truth. Who is your, for lack of a better term, who is your consumer, who is your audience there? I mean, it helps you, create better programs and better initiatives, and also helps you communicate with, people who might be above you within your organization who have some preconceived notion of, like, oh, we have all these millennials and they're going to do X and they don't want to do Y and they all want to work from home and bring their dogs to the office and such. Like, it's not, those are ridiculous perceptions that people mm-hmm. have of a workforce. And so you, as a director of communications or even manager or whoever, like, you want to dispel that. And, what would be even better to say, to your senior management within your organization to say, well, no, actually, our workforce is made up of X amount of people here and X amount of people there. This is what motivates them. And you'd be surprised to know that, 70% of people on our team work overtime. When it comes to, the business critical points of our business, I think you start opening people's eyes to one of the realities of your workforce. So just getting to know that, and then, if it makes sense for your organization to start pushing things, like more detailed, more scientific, engagement surveys, then again, go in that direction, but it's not a once and we're done for a long time. Like, I think it needs to be continually reinforced and just become a part of your practice as an organization.
Right. So what is a typical employee engagement program? How does it look like, when you work with many, many clients, and what do you recommend for them to have a deliberate effort? For example, after doing surveys or after talking to employees and really understanding what do they really value, and accordingly come up with a program, for example, maybe career advancement program or succession planning that would eventually engage their employees that they really wanting to see happening. So how does a typical employee engagement program look like for you?
Well, I would say that we I wouldn't say that there's a solution that's called an employee engagement program from our point of, mm-hmm. point of view. I think that the programs and initiatives seek to engage employees. I think that if you were to roll out within your organization, like, hey, we're going to do an employee engagement program, you would immediately turn off, three-quarters of your population if they heard that. Like, it's almost saying, like Coca-Cola coming out and saying, like, hey, we're going to have a new advertising campaign too.
It's almost like, indirectly you're telling your employees, yeah, come and be engaged, right?
Yeah. So I can give you a couple. So I guess the way that I would phrase it is there's parts of the business or any business that have to happen that are, that are just part of doing business as a large organization. And we seek to do those in an engaging way that authentically drive engagement for an organization. So I can give you, a couple of examples. So onboarding is a great example, and we've completed a few programs, and we're working on a few more programs right now. But, we're really looking at how do we address engagement within an onboarding program. So you have to get to know the culture of an organization. You have to become, culturally aware and know how to function within the organization. You have to get that in-depth knowledge. But there's a way to go about doing that that increases engagement. And I think that's an example there where we wouldn't, kick off, say, hey, welcome to the company, and now we're going to roll you through our employee engagement program. No, you want to have a genuine conversation. You want to align this person to your organization, get them, part of your culture, part of the operations, part of how you do business, how to get things done within the organization. But there's a way to do that that's very direct and not a conversation. And there's a way to do that that makes people feel like they're a valuable part of the organization that in turn engages them. So it's and pushes those things that we commonly say, like, oh, this is an engaged employee, or this is how we create an engaged employee. So, you know, with that, how are we engaging the entire organization to be part of this? How are we communicating the values of the organization and actually living those as well? How are we supporting this person? How are we creating community as they come in within the organization? How do we make everyone aware that creating community is an important part of somebody's onboarding and retention within the organization? So, you have to take that extra effort to make sure that they're feeling that. And then there's a few other things, through that as you look at onboarding there. Another example, working on a series of presentations now for president of a large outdoor brand. And so they're going through a realignment within the organization to essentially become more relevant to a younger audience. And it's been a really interesting project working with them, because the audience population, the employee population we're starting with, are the board of directors of this large publicly traded company. So is our approach different? Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's a different audience, but we want them to be engaged. So how do you engage a board of directors with an organization which has an immense amount of influence of how this is going to trickle down throughout an organization, because they're ultimately going to approve the changes that you're presenting there. So, from an engagement with them, how do we make this relevant to them? How do we, make them feel that this is this is not only valuable, but they're valuable as part of this process as well. How do we get them to understand more about the employee population and the consumer population? How do we get them to make a decision that makes sense for the organization, or present the information to them so they can make the best decision to the organization? So, I look at that as, you're not going to go to the board of directors and say, hey, we want to engage you with this. It's just kind of how we do it as our approach to the program. And then ultimately the second part of a project like that is to roll that out to district the geographies of the organization, and then all the way down to managers as well. So it's kind of the tip of the iceberg when it comes to employee engagement program there. So
That's great and interesting perspective that you have shared right now. Well, we have about 2 minutes left, so very quick. What have you seen the role of social, mobile, and gamification when it comes to employee engagement?
Well, this is a great question, because there's this perception of you throw those things at a employee population, they're going to waste their time. And so pretty quickly you have to address those objections as to the value of these elements within an organization. Every team, every brand, every company is a little bit different. Some people start there, but ultimately it comes down to how productive are people being. And there's a lot of information, a lot of studies that suggest that they are, there's valuable benefit from communicating, engaging with employees through social and mobile and gamification. Very simply, though, this is when you recruit somebody within your organization. If they were born, before 1990, they have grown up with this. This is how they expect to interact with your organization, with the world. I mean, not even your organization. And so when you have an interaction with somebody and you're going to throw a binder at them, and the first question they're probably going to have is, well, do you have an app for this? Because I really don't want to kill 500 trees to go over something or to have a reference material that's going to be outdated soon. It's just this expectation. So we understand there's limitations. We don't have our heads in the sand about this, and it's a little bit slower to come around. But we are seeing more and more shifts to even in the last especially in the last 2 years that we're eliminating more and more printed material, and it's not just about printed material. The experience is exponentially different when you at an event instead of, you know, giving out a paper agenda, you tell attendees to download an app, and all of a sudden they have their own, social network that they can interact with and share and get to know the speakers, get to know the executives. There's some amazing things. I mean, just this last summer we produced a couple of events and our clients were using apps to communicate and to disseminate information, and the experience and the energy was just so noticeably different and so positive that I don't think anyone's ever going to go back to doing anything the other way, obviously. But yeah, it was really great to see. I'm very happy, and something we've been trying to get done for a long time, for several years. So we're happy to see that. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for joining with us today on Drive-Thru HR and sharing your lunch time with us with all the insights on employee engagement. And where can people connect with you and get a hold of you?
Sure. So you can send me an email direct at mike@vignetteagency.com. I'm also on Twitter at @MikeVignette. We're online. You can check out our website and our work and our approach. And we'd love to hear from you at vignetteagency.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike, for joining with us, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure. All right. So to our audience, we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.